And welcome back to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. You can also go to our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/NAG Blank Canvas, and you can find out all the things that are happening at the gallery. And also, we will post a notice of the Blank Canvas show, and it will tell you where to go listen to that, all the different links. And also, the day after the show is aired, you can go to our own website at www.nagb.org.bs and go to the education link and scroll down to the Blank Canvas, and you will be able to listen to the show. So if you just got in the car and you missed the beginning, you can listen to it again the day after it's aired. So now we are going to turn to the young designer we have in the studio. We are here speaking about fashion in the Bahamas, and in particular the event, the Islands of the World Fashion Showcase, which takes place this Saturday at Greycliff's Humidor. And you can buy tickets for that on the night. It starts at 7 o'clock, so get there a little bit earlier, and please feel free to park in the parking lot of the National Art Gallery, and you can just walk down West Hill Street, and it's a very charming walk because the parking there gets a little bit crazy. So go park in the parking lot and don't park in front of somebody's door or something like that, or in the pedestrian walkway that we painted so people could walk on the road. Go park in our parking lot, and then you have a lovely walk down to Greycliff. So right now we're going to speak to Ronaldo Guillaume Dexter Johnson.
You said it right.
What a fabulous name. Well, it took me a while. I had to ask you. Because you... Yeah, so the name of your label is just Ronaldo Guillaume, but Ronaldo, that's spelled G-E-U-M-M.
Yes.
So I couldn't figure out how to say that.
Yes.
But so it's Guillaume, like William in French, right?
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. I had to Google you because I'm in visual arts, not fashion. So I'm Googling away and I'm trying to learn about you. So why don't you tell the audience about... You know, how did you get into fashion? More like, what's it like being a fashion designer in the Bahamas? How easy or hard is that? How supportive is the community? I find the visual art community very supportive of one another, but I don't know in fashion. So just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, good evening, everyone. Hello, Bahamas. I started out designing at age 5, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay, so you're one of those kids that was drawing on everything all the time.
Yes.
What's his age now?
Don't tell
anyone. I know.
But, I started doing design from age 5, illustration, and then as I grew, I went into fashion. It's been a hard time being a fashion designer in the Bahamas due to the fact that people overlook designers.
Well, is there any kind of formal training that's... I mean, did you do any sort of art, general art classes, or is there a fashion? Is there any kind of specific fashion training? I don't even know.
For illustration, I've never went to school for illustration.
That was just natural talent.
Yeah. I went to BTVI to learn how to sew.
Okay.
And I graduated and left and continued to create pieces.
And do they teach you like pattern making there and things like that, or just literally sewing?
You do pattern making, you do illustration, a bit of illustration, depending on what your aesthetic is, and then you do evening wear production.
Evening wear. Okay, because I was looking at your design. We'll talk about that later. So
yes.
Tell us more about you. More about you.
Yes. And so continuing in fashion for me has been basically being creative and continuing to be creative. No matter how the business grows, no matter if it's down, it's up, you have to be creative no matter what. I learned something from Giorgio Armani that he said, always have a blueprint for your business. And so I stuck with that. I continued to do sketches and illustration, and I piled it up, and I keep piling it up and keep going. And so now I have a stack of designs that will last me for almost maybe about 25 years, the most.
Now, well, that's an interesting thing, because I was looking at your things, and I mean, it's always what interested me about fashion. Well, first of all, I did find a couple of your drawings online, which are beautiful.
Thank you.
Slightly disturbing that your women don't always have arms, but I'm like, okay, I'll be able to wear this dress if I have one arm, but I know it's just a design,
yes,
it's a design thing.
Yes.
No,
yes,
I know.
It is, yes.
I'm just teasing, but they're beautiful drawings, really
Thank
beautiful
you.
Drawings.
Thank you.
But how do you, because obviously fashion... You know, how much does fashion dictate you, and how much do you dictate fashion? Because, for example, right now, the high low is in, right? That the high skirt hem in the front and in the back.
Yeah, and the
flare. Do you then maybe go look at something you thought about a couple of years ago and adapt that? Or do you just say, you know what? this is how I think it should be, and I'm putting that out there irrespective of what, or you know, off the shoulder is really in now too, which I've always worn. I've always loved off the shoulder. I've had dresses made that were off the shoulder before it was a thing, because I always think of like Grecian statues, yes, and how elegant, yeah, that is.
It's
you know, sort of Audrey Hepburn. Well. It's just, yeah, sort of like kind of classic, it's timeless thing. But of course, things go in and out. Do you look at other, do you look at colors, do you just simply rely on your own instinct? How much?
I rely on color. Mm-hmm. I can see something and I can create from it. Mm-hmm. I can see a flower and I can create, mm-hmm, a full collection, mm-hmm, from one flower. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that it has to be in style.
Mm-hmm.
I create style.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're not influenced by fashion.
No,
If purple is in this year,
if
you're like, what?
Purple is in, green will be in for,
okay,
me.
Okay, yeah, all right. Well, that's great. Well, I think that's great, because I always wonder, like, how do people know? Because suddenly everyone comes out with the same color palette.
You just have to have a,
and you're like,
for it,
is
and,
there a secret, yeah, fashion group that like text each other and say, we're all going to make things in mustard this year?
We're going to go with orange this year. No,
but like everything is mustard now. Have you noticed that? Everything's mustard.
It happens that way. And I think a lot of designers play on each other, and they see, well, okay, if you're going to run with that trend, then I'm going to run with it as well.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, no. Mm-hmm. I've always had a little dream in my head, mm-hmm, and I'm like the Mad Hatter. I have to think out the box.
Right, of course. Yeah.
Think out the box.
And now, what about, obviously the hardest part for any of us is financing. So if you're gonna make a collection,
yes,
then you need a certain amount of fabric. You need a certain amount of work time.
Yes.
You need a certain amount of. Is that something that's possible to do here? Can you really only manage to do things by order? And then, does it make a difference? Because obviously, if you order less fabric, it's going to cost more than if you order fabric in bulk, right?
Yeah.
So how do you manage that?
It's a bit hard.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why it's hard is the fabric itself.
Mm-hmm.
For designers, we want to create so many out-the-box things,
mm-hmm,
but the fabric is not there.
Mm-hmm.
We can go to many fabric stores here, and they have the same fabric.
Mm-hmm.
And so if one designer is creating a collection and they have that fabric, I can't take that fabric and create a collection from it. It's too uniform. So we're limited with fabric right now.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of creating your fabric by painting on your fabric, mm-hmm, is a great idea, because then you make your own pattern.
Mm-hmm. That's really interesting.
Yeah, so
now, is that something that's happening at this? Now, I know there's a little bit of like,
yes,
there's a confluence between art and fashion this year at the Islands of the World Fashion Showcase.
And that's my segment.
Okay. Oh, that's your, okay.
Yes,
awesome. Great.
Yes,
oh, so that totally segues with Art, yes, Owen,
yes,
smart man, inviting,
yes,
him on the show. Okay.
Yes,
so tell me about that. That's really
art couture.
Okay.
And so I am paired in with two artwork.
Okay.
And I'm creating two pieces that reflect from the artwork. And so it's basically, I'm taking my idea of the art,
mm-hmm,
and putting it into fashion. And,
mm-hmm,
so you're going to see color, you're going to see detail, and all of the patterns that are on the two pieces, I painted.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay.
So,
and was that a learning curve? Was that a different sort of gesture than, of course, drawing is a different gesture to painting?
It was a learning curve.
And a different use of, did you have to practice on some, like, test fabrics?
Not once.
Wow.
I put it in my head,
mm-hmm,
went for it, and did it, and it turned out very well.
Well, so that's going to be completely unique. So,
yes,
you can't. So now what happens then if it's a huge success, right? And your model's coming down the catwalk,
yes,
and there's five fabulous ladies in the front row, and they all want that dress.
Well, then my name grows, and some money will be coming my way.
Would you then replicate that artistic gesture, or would you just be like, listen, you can have something like that, but you can't have that one because one's unique.
I'll create from, mm-hmm, your personality.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It won't be the same because it has to suit you.
Right.
And that's how I design.
Mm-hmm.
I do pieces, but I do them to suit you.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be, I may be creative, but I want to see your creativity.
Mm-hmm.
So I sit with you and I ask you, you know, what's your personality? What makes, mm-hmm, you smile? What,
mm-hmm,
makes you feel feminine, what makes you strong, and I incorporate that into your fashion. So
wow.
That's how I design.
Okay, my next dress.
Yes, of course.
We're gonna have to sit down and talk.
Course, of course. Yes.
But I find that really interesting. Now, what I was gonna ask you before, because you spoke about that at BTVI, they taught you, you did some illustration classes and sewing, and you mentioned evening wear. Now, I mentioned with your collection,
yes,
and actually a lot of Bahamian designers that I look at, very often it's a lot of evening wear.
Yes.
And what about day wear? Because, you know, I love evening wear, but I'm wearing a floor length. four times a year, maybe five times a year, and the rest of the time I have to dress myself and go to work. Do you think about, or is that not something that is interesting to you right now, or is it because it would be too expensive to make day wear? Because I think people are prepared to spend money on evening wear, right? Whereas day wear, you're sort of like, you're going to limit yourself to a certain, and it's a different sort of wear, right? You're going to wear it more often, you're going to wash it more often, whereas evening wear is like, you're going to bring that thing out maybe once every 2 years because you've got to make sure if you go to that event, no one's seen you in that dress before, right?
That's right.
So you can't wear it to every event.
No.
So do you mostly deal with evening wear or do you think about day wear?
I'm actually working on my ready-to-wear.
Oh, how fantastic.
So it's I will have the couture side of Ronaldo Guillaume, and Guillaume itself will be the ready-to-wear, which is women, men, and teenagers, so that it's more flexible to wear and it's still stylish. It's somewhat an avant-garde streetwear, but it has a flair of prep and it has a flair of, you know,
it sounds like something my daughter would be really into. Avant-garde streetwear. That's right up her alley.
It's a mix. Yeah, it's a mixture, but it is what I'm trying to put more work into so that it's more easier for people to wear your brand and be able to buy your brand. And
one, I think also, I think a lot of us, when I walked in, you mentioned the jewelry I'm wearing.
Yes.
I always wear jewelry by Nadia Campbell, who's a Bahamian.
And she looks good, by the way.
Thank you very much. She's a Bahamian jewelry maker. And, you know, I always carry beautiful straw baskets with me, especially when I travel, because I really want to, you know, when I say I'm from the Bahamas, I want to show people what we do, right? That we're not, you know, because again, there's this ridiculous idea that we're either all lying around the beach all day smoking weed or we're living in huts or something, you know? And so I really like to wear, you know, and there's not so, I mean, they're growing now, but there's not so many things that I could wear. You know, I'm not going to go up to New York in my Androsia, put it that way. You know, and I'm because it's more of a resort wear. You know, I think, you know, again, like, and as women living here, a lot of my friends come down and they're always surprised how we dress to go to work here because we dress like you dress in New York.
That's right.
We wear suits and we don't go out in our caftans to work, right? So, but very often, I think when you're in the Caribbean and you're designing a lot for a kind of resort wear market or things like that. So it's kind of resort wear.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, we need to also have a market for, you know, proper business wear and like you said, urban wear, you know.
But so if you take that Androsia to New York, it gives them the idea when they want to come down to the Bahamas.
Elena, I might wear it in Southampton at the beach club. Exactly. Do you know what I mean? Absolutely. Yes. But if I'm going to like a meeting in New York, you know, for my art fair, you know, exactly. It's just, again, there's different types of clothes that are appropriate for different times, right? So I'd love to see a growth in Bahamian, like, you know, again, streetwear, office wear, because I think that's really exciting because then I can.
It all ties into buyers.
Yeah. Sure, of course. So where do you actually sell? Do you sell?
I've had personal clients, but I haven't had my stuff in stores.
In stores yet.
I'm growing.
Yeah.
And so the doors will open.
They will.
I will put them in the doors.
Well, you also, you look young, so I'm sure you have a lot of time, and it sounds like you've got a lot of enthusiasm. So that's, I think, you know, enthusiasm and passion.
It keeps you going.
You very far. So we are speaking to two gentlemen in the studio tonight, Owen Bethel, who is the producer of the Islands of the World Fashion Showcase. And we've just been hearing from, I'm going to do the full name, Ronaldo Guillaume Dexter Johnson, who has the Ronaldo Guillaume label, who is one of the designers taking place in that. And that is happening this Saturday at 7 p.m. at Greycliff Humidor. And we're going to come after the break to speak more about that. You've been listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, the director of the National Art Gallery, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. We'll be right back after this break.